Smallville Arrival. Based on a novelization by Michael Teitelbaum, adapted from the original teleplay by Alfred Goff and Miles Miller. Smallville Arrival was adapted by Jane Revell as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers series. Smallville and all related names, characters, and elements are trademarks of DC Comics, copyright 2006. Arrival. Chapter 1. A Child Arrives. 1989, Smallville, Kansas, USA. Suddenly, the sky was dark. There were hundreds of meteors in the sky. They went faster and faster. There was a very small spaceship in the center of the meteors. There was one person in this spaceship, a child. Nothing happened in Smallville. It was a small town in Kansas, and it was a very boring place. Then, one day, everything changed. Lionel Luther arrived from Metropolis in his helicopter. He was a rich man, but he was not a nice man. He loved money, not people. His young son Lex sat next to him. Lex was 9 years old. He had red hair and blue eyes. His face was white, and his eyes were closed. He was very frightened.
"Lex!" shouted his father. "Open your eyes now!"
"I can't," Lex said. "I hate this helicopter."
"Luthers aren't frightened of anything," Lionel said. "Look out of the window now."
Lex slowly opened his eyes and looked down.
"I'm going to die," he thought.
Two men waited for the helicopter in the car park of an old factory. The men were brothers, Dale and Bill Ross.
"Why does Lionel Luther want to buy our factory?" asked Dale.
"I don't know," said Bill. "But we need his money. He isn't going to change anything. He told us that, and I believe him."
Jonathan Kent and his wife Martha went into a shop on Main Street. Their faces were brown from the sun, and their jeans were old. They lived on a farm.
"Afternoon, Nell," Jonathan said.
"Hello, Jonathan," Nell said. She smiled at him. She liked Jonathan. "Hello, Martha," she said. She didn't smile at Martha. She didn't like her.
"I'd like some tulips," said Martha. "Red tulips, please."
There was a little girl in the shop. She was very pretty with dark hair. She was 3 years old.
"Hello, Lana," said Martha. "Where are your mum and dad today?"
"They're at the homecoming game," Nell said. "Here are your tulips."
She gave them to Jonathan. In the street, Martha said sadly,
"Oh, Jonathan, I looked at Lana's little face and I..."
She stopped.
"I know, Martha," said Jonathan. "We both want a child."
The meteors came closer and closer. At the factory, Lex was bored. He walked away into a cornfield next to the factory. Lionel Luther read the papers.
"Where do I put my name?"
he asked the Ross brothers. He smiled. The factory was his now. Alone in the field, Lex suddenly heard something.
"Help me!"
What was it? Then he heard it again.
"Help me!"
He walked through the corn, and suddenly there was a scarecrow. Lex was frightened.
That scarecrow can talk, he thought. But then it wasn't a scarecrow. It was a teenage boy. The boy was on a big wooden pole. He had no shirt. There was a big red S on the front of his body.
Help me, please,
he said one more time.
Thoom!
The first big meteor crashed into the cornfield. Lex ran. A car stopped opposite Nell's shop on Main Street. Nell took little Lana in her arms and walked out of the shop. Lewis and Laura Lang were in the car. Lana saw them.
Mummy! Daddy!
She shouted. Nell looked up and saw a big meteor in the sky.
Doom!
The meteor crashed into the Lang's car. Lana's parents were dead. Lionel Luther ran across the cornfield.
Lex, where are you?
He shouted. He saw some red hair on the ground. Then he found his son. Lex was on the ground. He was very frightened. But where was his beautiful red hair? He was 9 years old, and he now had no hair at all. Jonathan and Martha Kent were on their way home. Suddenly, a meteor hit the road behind them.
What was that, Jonathan? Asked Martha. What's happening?
Thoom!
A spaceship crashed into the road in front of them. Jonathan tried to stop the car, but it crashed into a cornfield. When they opened their eyes, they saw a boy. He was about 3 years old, and he had no clothes. The boy pulled Jonathan's car door. It opened. Then he pulled Martha's car door. It opened too. Martha and Jonathan were very surprised. They were soon out of the car. Martha took the boy in her arms.
Are you okay? Asked Jonathan.
Yes, I'm fine. You? Said Martha.
Yes. Children don't fall from the sky. Jonathan said.
Then where did he come from? Martha asked.
I don't think his mum and dad are from Kansas.
We can't keep him, Martha, said Jonathan. What can we say to people? We found him in a cornfield?
We didn't find him, Jonathan, said Martha. He found us.